first of two games tonight. Game two will be a seven-inning contest following a half hour once completed here. As Rolly Munoz will have his third inning of work out of the bullpen, extended work for the hard-throwing right-hander. As he will get for Myrtle Beach. 9-1-2 in their order. The part that did some damage against him back in the sixth. As Pagan leads it off against Munoz, singled against him last time up. First pitch to Pagan is low for ball one. Second time Munoz has faced Pagan, he actually lined out last time. Hit one right at Caden Morton. 1-0 pitch is a hot shot flown deep to right field. Mesquita gets back to the track. He will have a play on it and makes the catch. That one took off in a hurry, but just off the end. Had a great sound to it, but Pagan just missed one in right center field. Not a long fly ball since we've returned, mostly off the Pelicans' bat. The one that went the furthest was off this guy's bat, and P. Crow Armstrong with a two-run homer back in the sixth inning. Gives him now seven on the season with 27 driven in, and he's at batting a cool 362. First pitch, Crow Armstrong behind the fastball from Roldy Munoz, and it's 0-1. Munoz has matched his longest outing out of the pen this year, going 2 1/3. 0-1 pitch is inside, 1-1. And it was that outing where that really discovered that changeup at Carolina, where he also went 2 1/3, and that changeup has become a lethal pitch for a lot of relievers and pitchers altogether. As Munoz blows another fastball by him, 1-2. A pitch that is very low stress, if not stress-free on the arm. And it can combat a fastball very well, especially a high-velocity one, which Munoz has, as there's a swing and a foul that deflects off of Zabrowski. As he might get an extra second to shake that one off. I think it hit off his arm. 1-2. And sliders, curveballs, especially the sliders, are a big put-away pitch, but a lot of guys are finding success with that changeup now, and that has been a case here for Roldy Munoz. 1-2. Fastball bounce high to first. On one hop, Makai Backstrom has it, and he will take care of Crow Armstrong for the second out of the Pelican eighth inning. Spiked that one right into the grass. A nice easy hop for the first baseman. And Backstrom puts him away. Two gone now for one more. 8-3 Myrtle Beach. A win in this game gives them at least a share of this series, as they would take the first three. It'd also be their 11th consecutive win overall. First pitch to Mora runs inside right around the knuckles. And it's one ball, no strikes. If they can hold on here and win the nightcap, then that would give them a franchise-best 12th consecutive win. 1-0 pitch is a changeup that missed a little in. Some good movement to that pitch from Munoz, 2-0. As he falls behind the count ever since that tough first inning of work, he's been sharp. One out away from getting through the eighth as the 2-0 pitch is hit hard to right. Mesquita is right in his tracks, though, as he'll charge in and make the grab. So two hard hit balls to Brandel Mesquita, both results in outs, and we are through 7.5 now from SRP Park. Still 8-3 Myrtle Beach on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Right-hander Angel Gonzalez makes his season debut with Myrtle Beach. Just got called up from extended spring training in Arizona back on Tuesday. He is in for Luke Little to try and maybe finish this one off. Comes in with a five-run lead with six outs to get. The right-hander, 19 years of age with the Dominican Republic, is appearing in his 20th career minor league game. All out of the bullpen. 33 strikeouts in his career and 28 innings, an ERA just over 8. It's been hit a little bit. Bellini trying to start something against the right-hander, Angel Gonzalez. First appearance with the Pelicans. First pitch is a ball just off the plate. One ball, no strikes. He relieves Luke Little, who went three innings, five strikeouts, two walks, which is one hit in a run that was unearned. 1-0 pitch is tap foul behind home, 1-1. If the score were to hold, you'd figure he would be the winning pitcher for the Pelicans. Star Tyler Schlaefer, not eligible to win, only went four. Would have likely pitched five, though, if it wasn't for the rain, however. Pitch count was still in pretty good shape. 1-1 pitch is a little outside or off the plate. Two balls and one strike to Stephen Pelini, who worked a walk his last time up and was the lone run that has scored for Augusta since we resumed play in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1. Angel Gonzalez kicks and throws. A liner's falling fast to left, but Pagan right there, perfectly positioned and had a great jump as Pelini is out on the opposite field, shot to left. As soon as that was cracked off the bat, Pagan was charging in and had a great read on it. Take an extra split second, a few steps back to start. That's probably a hit. One away for Adam Zabrowski as Gonzalez takes care of him. Defense shifts a little bit in the outfield. Take a few steps back. First pitch Zabrowski sees is a strike on a fastball. Gonzalez goes right to the gas to get ahead of the Augusta catcher. Singled his last time up, and it was his hit that brought a run home after a two-base error followed it up. The one pitch, softly hit up the middle behind Gonzalez, but right there to plate is the second baseman, Mora, and he will throw him out. Try to pick that up with no acrobatics on the mound, however, slowly rolled past him, but one more right there to make the nice, easy play. 4-3 on the putout. And the base is empty. Brandel Mesquita, who was hit by a pitch last time, comes up. Green Jackets trail 8-3. They are being out hit 13-3. Plus 10 in that department for the Pelicans. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Myrtle Beach on the year is averaging just under 9 hits a game. That number will be moving up after this one, and they're averaging just over 6 runs a contest. Now one up in each category on Augusta. 1-0 pitch is a jammer that will stay in the infield. To the right side, Felix Stevens. A loud call for it makes the catch. As he says, all mine to Juan Mora makes the catch. And that's a three-batter inning for Augusta in the eighth. To the ninth we go. 1-2-3 for Gonzalez in his first inning. 8-3 Pelicans on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Top of the ninth inning, we are moving right along as Roldy Munoz will try to make it four innings on the mound, has captured three so far as the opener from the resumption of this game, as he will get three, four, and five, James Triantos. We'll start things off for Myrtle Beach. That has been another dominant effort for the Cubs affiliate here in game three of this series. Munoz first offering him is off the end of the bat, fouls, a twist to the right side into the seating area. Nothing in one to Triantos. A couple hits for him today. Has taken his hit streak to 15 games, longest active run in the Carolina League. 0-1 pitch is low, 1-1. Another top prospect coming over as a second round pick last year by the Cubs. Break even pitch is in the dirt, 2-1. A guy who has seen his batting average jump by about 20 points since the beginning of this series. All he's done is get on base, reached all five times in the opener. Back on Tuesday night, it was an 8-5 win for the Pelicans. 2-1 is up and in, and it hits him on the back of the shoulder. That one's going to hurt around the shoulder blade area. And those are the ones that will leave a mark, 98 up and in. From Roldy Munoz, and Triantos will take his time getting down to first.
Right fielder, number 12, Kevin Alcantara.
Give him an extra second to work off that bruise. Hasn't rubbed it yet. First base coach will do it, though, for him. He's good to go. Yovani Rosario coaching over at first for the Pelicans. Buddy Bailey's over at third. Leadoff man on Triantos, now Kevin Alcantara. As Munoz works from the stretch, big lead for Triantos, doesn't run. First pitch is a strike. It's put right on the outside corner. He dots the I to get up in the count, 0-1. Alcantara sack fly back in the second inning about nearly 24 hours ago as Alcantara fires one down the right field line, foul just a little behind it, 0-2. Tall, lanky outfielder who's got a lot of power in that bat. Another guy who's seen his average really spike. Now nearly 20 points for him as well, batting 250 now. 0-2 pitch, down away, laid off a fastball that was overthrown by Munoz, 1-2. Really came alive at the end of the series against Augusta back in April and had a three-hit contest that really was the tip of the iceberg for him. Took off a little bit after that. Triantos runs, 1-2 is low, throw down by Zabrowski. He is going to be a little late in the stolen base. For James Triantos, took off on a 1-2 pitch as he gets into scoring position. And what is his sixth stolen bag of the year? Not a bad throw by Zabrowski, just a better jump by Triantos. And those low pitches are always a little hard to throw on, too. Got to go down and get it and then get up. Zabrowski on the knee, puts the target on the outside part. 2-2 pitch is there, but off the plate. And the count runs full to Alcantara with Kevin Mate due next. Augusta is going to have Mekhi Backstrom, Caden Morton, and Brandon Parker up for the ninth, currently down 5. Already a tall hill to climb. You'd prefer not to go down by any more. 3-2 is down away. A full count walk to Kevin Alcantara as he comes back in the count from 0-2 down. And he draws the walk, first two on. And now here comes Mike Steed out of the dugout. And no one warming up with the bullpen, so for the time being, this is all Roldy Munoz, and that is what you'd love to see if you're Mike Steed, and you hope he can get through this inning with no to minimal damage. And you start thinking ahead a little bit. Doubleheaders are tricky when it comes to managing pitchers. Of course, you already have guys you can't throw due to yesterday's game and even the day prior if they threw extended innings. And if Munoz is the only guy that throws in this game, you got 7 innings coming up next, and Landon Leaf set to start that one for Augusta. Would rather have a full slew available in the bullpen rather than having to force in another arm you don't rarely ever see. Guys pitching back-to-back games of a doubleheader, although it has happened before. Mostly with closers, depending how high stress the inning was for them the first time around. Bullpen quiet for the Pelicans. Angel Gonzalez will likely have the ninth. At the current juncture, it's a five-point lead for Myrtle Beach. Kevin Mate, who's reached twice in this game, bats against Munoz, and the first pitch is right down the middle. Nothing in one to count. Seven of the nine Pelican batters in this game have reached base twice. Mate has done so with a single or a couple of singles in this game. Here's a high chopper to third. Quintero has it. Only play is going to be first as he throws him out. Too risky of a play to try and rush that to third or second. He does get an out at first. Both runners advance, and Triantos and Kevin Alcantara both in a scoring position now for B.J. Murray Jr. 5-3 on the putout. Nice easy hop for Quintero, and those are ones that are easy to get some build-up momentum on. Throw a nice strike to first, but a big turning point here for the Pelicans, maybe trying to drop the hammer and put this one away for good. Infield moves in for Augusta. First pitch to B.J. Murray is popped up to deep left. This should get Triantos home. It's going to be caught in fair territory by Morgan. He's got a big arm, but no chance to throw out Triantos. Just too deep. As the ball gets under Quintero's gloves, Zabrowski backs it up, and Triantos will score with Alcantara staying at second. 20th RBI of the year for B.J. Murray Jr., and the lead is now 9-3. Back to its largest of the game for Myrtle Beach at six runs. Got enough carry on that one. Morton's the guy in that outfield who can throw out a base runner. But took him all the way back to the warning track, and that is just too far of a throw for anybody. Now Felix Stevens with Alcantara at second. Pitch runs inside to the first baseman with a nice defensive play last inning. Or a couple of innings ago, I should say. And a diving stop against Brian Klein. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Gassed him up, and the count evens at one apiece. A three RBI game now for B.J. Murray Jr. Handful of Pelicans have RBIs. He leads the bunch here today. 1-1 pitch is off the end of the bat. Well struck to left center. Pelini and Morton both running after it, and that one is going to jump out of here for Felix Stevens. Another two-run homer by the Pelicans in this game. Their fourth overall, and it's Felix Stevens coming through with this one. His fourth to maybe put the dagger in the Green Jackets in game one. It's now 11-3 Myrtle Beach. That power swing has been electric for the Pelicans here in game one. Two-run shots yesterday, two in the resumption part. And Augusta finds themselves in an eight-run hole. Three runs across here in the ninth, a crooked number on the board for the Pelicans as Malcolm Quintero comes up. Only Munoz just trying to get through this inning. First pitch, fastball sails outside, 1-0. And again, this is longer than Munoz is typically throwing on the mound. Normally he's about two innings tops. Or kind of his fourth frame here as Quintero pulls one to right. Over is Mosqueda. He'll cut it off, but it's a base hit for Quintero. And what is hit number 15 for Myrtle Beach? And the inning continues. It's a tough spot for Munoz. You know what your job is right here.
Left fielder Ezekiel Pagan.
Having to push yourself a little bit further, but he is, for the most part, done this job and eaten up all four innings. You come into this game not in a desirable spot for Augusta to begin with, down by six. The deficit's now eight, but Munoz has thrown a couple of scoreless innings. First pitch is a fastball fired in there on the inside corner to Ezekiel Pagan. Now what he's doing, though, is setting Augusta up in better position for game two, if he's able to get the final out here. The pitch is a bender, but just missed inside. Turned it back a little bit with an off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike to Ezekiel Pagan. 2-for-4 game for him. The pitch is bounced to first. Mekhi Backstrom on one easy hop will tag first and retire the side. But the Pelicans put three on the board, capped off on a two-run homer by Felix Stevens. Last call for the Green Jackets. They need eight on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Bottom half of the ninth inning here from SRP Park in North Augusta as we conclude the first portion of our doubleheader here today, 11-3. Myrtle Beach closing in on their 11th consecutive victory. Angel Gonzalez look to get the final three outs of it. Three more runs to support for him in the top half of this inning put on the board. On a sack fly by B.J. Murray Jr. and a two-run homer by Felix Stevens. Augusta needs eight runs to extend this game a little bit further. And again, a reminder to your fans, we got game two coming up. The regular scheduled contest here from SRP Park. That will start a half hour once we are done with this one. As Augusta will switch into their red uniforms for this Braves Buzz Fest Friday. As Angel Gonzalez, the right-hander, gets Mekhi Backstrom to start off the green jacket ninth inning. First pitch to the first baseman is in the dirt for ball one. On a nothing the count. Elkins, if they can hold on here, will be playing for franchise history tonight, going for a 12th consecutive win and a fourth straight in this series. 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. And again, Roly Munoz allows five runs in four innings, but he did the job tonight. Ate up all those innings necessary to get this to the finish line, and although it might have been a little tougher, got pushed a little deeper than normal, was able to get his mission accomplished as Backstrom fouls one away, had a good one to hit. Sends into the seats, 2-1. Got the crowd starting to fill up here for game two. A nice crowd here last night. Got washed out in the bottom of the fifth inning. We knew we were going to hit by rain, but just unable to get through that fifth inning before it all came down. Didn't really stop until 11 o'clock last night as Backstrom takes one up and away. 3-1. It was one of those days yesterday where it was nice all day until about 6 o'clock and you knew danger was coming. Three balls and one strike. Gonzalez ready to deal to Backstrom. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. A five-pitch walk. There's one man on. Only got eight more to go now. As he strolls it down to first. Caden Morton now up. First base runner allowed by Angel Gonzalez. Keep the line going. Backstrom not going to be held on by first. Felix Stevens will back off as Myrtle Beach will just play for outs. See if Backstrom elects to run. He does not. Morton swings and fouls the first pitch. That actually got a piece of the catcher, Malcolm Quintero, I think right along that right hand. See a lot of catchers keep that arm on the side and certainly leaves it a little exposed, but gives you a chance to get the ball out of your mitt quicker on a potential stolen base. Home plate umpire, Michael Korbach, gives him an extra second. You got to be tough if you want to be a big league catcher. And almost everyone you'll come across in the minor leagues is certainly tough as nails. 0-1 pitch. Morton takes a ball. Missed away from Gonzalez, 1-1. Gonzalez pitched exclusively in the Arizona Complex League last year, 19 appearances, 33 strikeouts, 32 walks. 0-1. One pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Quintero. Backstrom will go back to the base with nobody there. 2-1. Pelicans looking for a double play ball. Mostly shaded straight up, but Mate and Moore in the middle. Pinched a little bit towards the base. And you're in a spot here if you're Myrtle Beach. You'd love to get 2 outs, but just trying to get one here. Ease the tension a little bit on your pitcher who is just looking to throw strikes. 2-1 to Caden Morton, batting for the second time. Struck out in his first at-bat. 2-1 pitch, runs inside, nearly caught him. He jumps out of the way, 3-1. And Buddy Bailey would love nothing less than Gonzalez being able to finish this up, and he's got a lot of breathing room, big margin for error. And the last thing he wants to do is bring in another pitcher to get the final outs here. As Gonzalez is on the verge of back-to-back walks, 3-1 pitch is up, and he does just that. 10 pitches in the inning, 8 outside the zone, and the Green Jackets have 2 on to start the ninth inning with Backstrom and Morton, and now it's Brandon Parker. And you're still in a good spot if you're Gonzalez, and this whole conversation with Quintero, who comes out to the mound, is pretty simple. Just throw strikes, no need to finesse it, work the corners, just throw strikes, and 8 runs is a lot of damage to do in one inning, but you can help out an offense by walking guys. Even with the best of pitching to hit, even the best contact you can produce will not always lead to hits. And Gonzalez just in a spot where he's just trying to put balls over the plate that can lead to potential outs. Axtrom and Morton get their leads. First pitch to Parker. Runs a little inside. Held there for a good 3 seconds by Quintero. That didn't miss by much. 1-0. Brian Klein follows in the top of the order. Has got the first two on, down by 8 here in the ninth inning as the 1-0 is outside, 2-0. As Parker's getting to a comfortable spot, sun's starting to set a little bit over the field. Some sunglasses out there. I see Pagan, I think, has got some on. Otherwise, Alcantara and Crow Armstrong. No shades whatsoever. 2-0 pitch inside, 3-0. Now, I've never been much of a sunglass guy. Now, I think they're very necessary for outfielders when you get to this point of the day. But for me, they've always just messed with my vision. I just cannot get used to them. But they're essential for some people on a daily basis. 3-0 pitch, that is inside on the corner, 3-1. If you try and go out there, fight the sun without the shades, it's not going to do you very well in a baseball game, so you best have them. But some players, as soon as they can take them off, they will. And there are even catchers who will wear them on sunny days. 3-1 is inside, that hit Parker, and that's the worst kind of ball four you can take there. And Angel Gonzalez has loaded up the bases with 2 walks and a hit batter. Still nobody out, and that will get some action in the bullpen for the Pelicans. Last thing they want is this game to get out of hand, but again, they would love to have Gonzalez finish it. Ozana Kendo is getting up in the bullpen. Just started now, though, and an attempt to stall a little bit, give him some extra time. Clayton Mortensen's going to come out and talk with his right-hander. Green Jackets down 8, but they have the halfway mark of that comeback now coming to the plate. Brian Klein, as Mortensen will talk as we look ahead to tonight. Some other games in the Carolina League getting set to go. Matter of fact, most of them just getting started. Columbia at Lynchburg, that game is already underway. Fayetteville at Down East. Kannapolis, who's had a really tough time, is at Carolina tonight. Mudcats have been hot. Cannonballers, not so much. They'll be here next, starting Tuesday. Kannapolis, who got off to a good start, especially on the offensive side, have now lost 9 in a row. Carolina has won their last 3. They're currently the first-place club in the North Division. After it was held by the Fred Nats for a while, but Fredericksburg has gone the wrong direction. That North Division very open. The South Division looks like it's a 2-team race for the first half. Myrtle Beach in Charleston. Bases full of Green Jackets. Angel Gonzalez to Brian Klein. First pitch cut on and missed. Ambushed one down and in. Got Klein to go after it. Nothing in one. As Akendo continues to get loose in the Pelican bullpen. Only man warming up right now. No balls in one strike, excuse me. The pitch to Klein is pulled to the right side. That's a base hit. Backstrom's going to score. Morton right in his back pocket. Throw from Alcantara comes home. It's cut off by Stevens, and they're going to go for Parker at third, and he is out. A tough base running mistake by Augusta as they get an out on the base pass. 2-run score on the base hit by Brian Klein. It is now 11-5. The Myrtle Beach will take that in a heartbreak. Good recognition by Felix Stevens, the cutoff man. Moved up to try and stop it as soon as he could and had an easy out of Brandon Parker at third. And they get the first out of the inning. Mr. Parrish shaking his head a little bit as he paces back and forth in that coach's box. That's the last thing you'd want. Need a bunch of runs, making an out on the base pass. First pitch, Quintero sends one up the middle into center. That'll sneak through. As he barrels on right past Angel Gonzalez, back-to-back hits from Klein and Quintero. And there are two on with one out for Cal Conley.
Shortstop number five, Cal Conley.
Again, Augusta down by six, but again, they are got a little something-something going on right now. Don't call it a comeback. Not really close yet, but got two runs on the board. Gonzalez to Conley is swinging a miss, 0-1. Not really to that point until you probably get the tie and run the on-deck area, which is still a few batters away. Two outs to get for the Pelicans, one out in the inning. 11-5, Myrtle Beach on top in the final stages of game one. 0-1. Conley, a big chopper towards first. This will be Felix Stevens gloving and flipping to first. Close play, but just got him by a half step. Slow developing considering how high that one bounced. Both Klein and Quintero move up with two outs, and now Augusta with one out left to work with. Our left for Stephen Pollini to keep this game going. Conley 0 for 4 now in the game. Pollini looking to keep this game alive for Adam Zabrowski. Green Jackets trying to add a couple more as you've got an open door in the, looks like they're going to stop play for the clubhouse door being open. Nope, we're good. Or is it open? I think we're good now. Look, they're pointing to the clubhouse door that's in left field. That might have been slightly open, but it looks to be okay. That's about what it normally is. Pollini bats. Gonzalez on the first pitch is lifted to right center. Kevin Alcantara says he's got it. He does. And that'll end game number one. Green Jackets hit the ball a little bit in the ninth inning, but not enough to come back as Myrtle Beach wins their 11th in a row in an 11-5 victory in game three of the series. 11-5, this final in this one. We'll come back and get you set for game two after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Game one's wild. Play the game.
AU Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great. Welcome to the postgame show presented by Easy Go as we wrap up game number one here from SRP Park. Pelicans win 11-5. We're up 6-2 when the game was delayed last night. They come back and add five more runs to win it 11-5. Two more homers today. Hi, the Pelicans off the bat of Pete Crow Armstrong and also Felix Stevens glides Myrtle Beach to an 11th straight win. They will play. There's some franchise history tonight going for their 12th straight win. That would be the best they have ever accomplished. They matched their previous best with 11 with a win in this one. Let's go through the final numbers quick. For Myrtle Beach, 11 runs, 15 hits, 1 error. Green Jackets, 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Myrtle Beach is now 20 games over 500, 31-11 on the season. Green Jackets are back to 500 at 21-21 on the season. Luke Little earns the win in this one. Loser is Chris Englund, the original starter for the Green Jackets. The Wild phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game for this one for Augusta goes way back to yesterday and the two-run home run by Mekhi Backstrom. That got Augusta on the board in their best run-producing hit of the ball game. And then also Backstrom earns the It Guy honors, the Augusta It Guy of the ball game presented by Premier Networks, as he hit his home run to give him a two-run performance for him today. Scored a run in the ninth inning as well, as he is the It Guy player of the ball game for the Green Jackets. Game two of our doubleheader here today will start at 7:45. That is going to be the start time for game two, 7:45 local time here Eastern time in North Augusta. So 35 minutes from now, we're going to get this one started. So 7:45 will be the first pitch for game number two, and that will feature right-hander Landon Leach for Augusta. He will take on Tyler Santana for the Pelicans, and we get going once again at 7:45 p.m. But that'll conclude our game one coverage. We will step aside and we will come back with you about 10, 15 minutes before the opening pitch of game two. And we'll get the lineups for you and get you all squared away as we get set for the second game of today. Green Jackets looking to get their first win of the series. Pelicans going for a franchise best 12th win in a row. You'll want to be here with us. We'll have that coming up for you in about a half hour or so. So hope to have you with us for the finale of this doubleheader. And we'll be back with you in just a moment. Mitchell Spelt saying so long for now. We'll be back shortly on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Katie, who do we have?
From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball, live on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Evening, everybody. Welcome back. Mitchell Spouts with you as we get geared up for game two of this doubleheader. Game one of a suspended contest went to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 11-5, used the home run ball once again to up their lead and not look back as they won 11-5. They've now won the first three of this series, and now 11 in a row. They are going for franchise history tonight. A win would give them 12 straight, which is the best in their long franchise history in Myrtle Beach, but they'll have to conquer Landon Leach, the starter today for the Green Jackets. Tyler Santana gets the ball for the Pelicans. He's 4-0. With a 2.7 ERA. Those are your starters for tonight, and we've got the rest of the starting nine for both the Green Jackets and the Pelicans in game number two of this doubleheader that is slated to begin at 7:45. So a little under 10 minutes from now, we'll come back with the starting lineups right after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Show built by TaxSlayer as we get set for game two of this doubleheader between the Green Jackets and Pelicans. Game one concludes with the Pelicans win 11-5, and Augusta trying now to snap their 3-game losing skid, get their first win of this series, and stop Myrtle Beach's chance at history tonight, going for their 12th straight win. Let's meet the starters for game number two, presented by SRP. First for the first place Pelicans, who are 31-11 on the season. They are currently a couple games up on Charleston for the top spot in the South Division of the Carolina League. Buddy Bailey is their manager in his fifth year at the helm. And the Pelicans are the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. In the leadoff spot for game two is left fielder Ezekiel Pagan. Batting second. Second baseman, Juan Mora. James Triantos bats third. He's at third base. Batting cleanup, center fielder Kevin Alcantara. Kevin Mata is in the five spot. He is the designated hitter. Batting sixth, right fielder Jacob Wetzel. In the seventh spot, catcher Ethan Hearn. Reginald Preciado bats eighth. He is at shortstop. And at the ninth spot, first baseman Miguel Fabrizio. Again for Myrtle Beach, it's Pagan, Mora, Triantos, Alcantara, Mate, Wetzel, Hearn, Preciado, and Fabrizio. Right-hander Tyler Santana comes in with a 4-0 record. He is the starting pitcher for the Pelicans in Game 2. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are now 21-21 on the year. They are currently 10 games back of the first-place Pelicans in the South Division, led by first-year manager Nestor Perez. They are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Caleb Durbin back in the leadoff spot. He's playing second base. Got in second, shortstop Cal Conley. In the three spot, third baseman Geraldo Quintero. Batting cleanup is the right fielder, Brandol Mesquita. Batting fifth, left fielder, Brandon Parker. Working as the catcher, batting sixth, Ruzber Estrada. Braulio Vasquez bats seventh. He's at first base. Batting eighth, center fielder, Caden Morton. Brian Klein completes the order in the ninth spot as the designated hitter. Once again, for the Green Jackets, it's Durbin, Conley, Quintero, Mesquita, Parker, Estrada, Vasquez, Morton, and Klein. Landon Leach is the starting pitcher for Augusta in game number two. He comes in with a 1-2 record facing the Pelicans for the second time. Umpires for game two, Michael Corbett is on the base pass for this one. Shea Graham behind home calling the balls and strikes. One final break for us. We've got game two of this doubleheader and Braves Buzz Fest here from the ballpark. Red jerseys are on. We've got it next for you on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Set to go here from SRP Park in North Augusta. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Great night for baseball. Great crowd on hand. And Landon Leach ready to get it going on the slab for Augusta. Right-hander is 1-2 on the year, making start number 8. His second against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. His third, actually check that. His first start was a dandy. His debut, 5 innings of shutout baseball, 7 strikeouts and 1 walk. Last time out against Charleston, threw 4 innings, allowed 5 runs, which is 2 of them earned, as the sinker baller looks to regain his form against a pesky order and a tough one of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Lined up like this by Buddy Bailey for game number 2. Ezekiel Pagan will lead things off with Juan Moore and James Triantos, 2 and 3. Kevin Alcantara, Kevin Mate, and Jacob Wetzel in the middle. Ethan Hearn, Reginald Preciado, and Miguel Fabrizio complete the lineup card for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in game number 2. Coming in now with an 11-game win streak. A win in this one would set a new franchise best, 12 straight victories for the Pelicans. Defense behind Landon Leach for game number 2. Brandon Parker's in left field with Caden Morton in center. Brandel Mosqueda has the duties in right field. Around the horn on the infield, third to first, Geraldo Quintero, Cal Conley, Caleb Durbin, and Braulio Vasquez. Bruce Estrada working as the backstop for Landon Leach in game number 2. Shea Graham calls the balls and strikes. Michael Corbett is on the base paths. Green Jackets for this one are into their Braves Buzz Fest red uniforms with the blue ball caps, red brim, white pants. Pelicans shift into their road blue uniforms with the yellow numbers, white trim, gray pants. And we are ready to go here from SRP Park. Excellent night for baseball. No rain in sight. 80 degrees. Very little wind. And we are ready to go. Landon Leach against Ezekiel Pagan in the fourth game of this series. Got a slight delay on the field. Not sure what for. As they get it all straightened out, Pagan getting set to hit. And it's Landon Leach who's ready to go. Pagan's ready to hit. I think we just got something on the field. And we are all square. Green Jackets Pelicans game 4 as Leach faces Pagan. First pitch to the left-handed batter is a ball, and off we go here in game 2 at 7:48 locally here tonight. As we start the second game of the day, as the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Big cut by Pagan, 1 ball and 1 strike. Leach, big-time ground ball pitcher, was especially dominant in that fashion in the first month of the season. A near 4-1 ground ball to air ball ratio as the 1-1 pitch is going to come in and hit the front foot of Pagan, who's hobbling it down. Got hit right on that left foot, but shakes it off, walks it down on 3 pitches. Gets hit by one. Now Leach look for a double play ball against Juan Mora. Not the start Leach was looking for, but more than capable of getting that base runner wiped out with that double play ability. As he will go right to the stretch against Juan Mora, who hit a home run in the first game. That was yesterday in the first half of it. As the first pitch from Leach, Mora showed bump but pulled back on a slider. 1 ball, no strikes. Leach in his first start of the season was against Myrtle Beach. It was a strong one. Second time, though, a little bit shorter. Pelicans got some better swings on him. It was a win for them. Handed Leach the loss as he fires to first. A wide throw that goes off the glove of Vasquez. And up to second goes Pagan. Not a throw that was completely off the mark, but just wide enough for Vasquez where he wasn't able to fully glove it. And that'll be an early error on Landon Leach. Green Jackets had one in the last game, as well did Myrtle Beach. So now Landon has to go to work with a base runner quickly behind him. 1-0 the count to Juan Mora. And just under 300 at 284 with three homers and 18 driven in. 1-0, he shows bunt pull back on a strike this time as he lands a breaking ball. And along that outside edge, 1-1. Back-to-back sliders from Landon Leach. That's the key secondary pitch. A guy who is capable of picking up strikeouts has, on the season, 28 of them and just under 27 innings on the mound. 1-1, a wave and a miss. One ball, two strikes. And Landon will take any outs the way he can get them. And not surprisingly, has shown the ability to strike guys out, has big-time stuff, but guys like him will certainly thrive with contact in their favor. He looks to keep the ball down and told me early in the year that he was loving how many first-pitch swings and short at-bats he was getting as Mora shoots one to center. Caden Morton charges in and makes the catch. Covers a lot of ground out there in a hurry, does Caden Morton, and he takes one away from Juan Mora, who hit it just off the end of the bat. And that's the first out of the ball game. This will be a seven-inning game if you're just picking us up as part of the doubleheader regulation rules in minor league baseball. First game we finished up was nine innings, but we picked that up in the bottom of the fifth. And now with the second game, this one will be seven. We'll go more if extra innings is required. Changes the strategy a little bit for both sides. As Triantos tries to bunt, he pushes one towards third. Going to be a tough play. Quintero gloves and pushes in front of him instead. And it will be a base knock on the bunt by Triantos. Not a bad idea. Green Jackets not looking for that. Runners out the corners now with one out for Kevin Alcantara. Even if Quintero plays that perfectly, I'm not sure they're going to get Triantos. He can really move down that line. And Quintero's got a good arm, but just perfectly placed, and it wasn't a rocket right off that bunt. So now the Pelicans with another first inning scoring opportunity. They've scored in the first of the last two games, including four in the first game as a throw over to first as Trantos gets back. Could be looking to run here. Had a stolen base in the last contest. Take an early 4-0 lead in game one that started yesterday, and that was plenty for them. Established an early lead thanks to a couple of home run balls. A pitch to Alcantara, a swing, and there goes the bat flying again. It has been certainly an odd situation with the Pelicans all series with the bat flying out of their hands. Pedro Armstrong had it happen to him four times in one game. That's the second time now for Alcantara. Either that pine tar's not working or this is just a very strange sequence that we've been seeing all series. Now, thankfully, the net right above the Green Jacket dugout knocked that down. Otherwise, that's going to helicopter into the seats. Count is nothing and one to Kevin Alcantara with runners at the corners. One out, no score, top of the first. The 0-1, a swing and a miss, got him reaching for one. Put it down the zone as he gave him a sinker, and it's 0-2. Alcantara trying to poke one into the alley somewhere. Brandon Parker playing very deep in left field, otherwise normal depth for Morton and Mesquita in center and right. Leach looking for a strikeout at home to help himself. A throw to first instead. Quick tag by Vasquez, but back with a dive is Triantos. Count still 0-2 to Alcantara. Only out in the inning was a fly ball off the bat of Juan Mora. And Augusta trying to get through a clean first inning and put themselves in a spot where they can play with a lead perhaps in the bottom half. Triantos takes off for second. Check swing in the dirt. Stopped by Estrada, but Triantos will glide into second. With a stolen base. Might have jammed himself. That right hand he is grimacing at. Not sure what happened on it, but he's in some pain. Just jammed that right hand or finger or something, but something got caught up in there. It appears to be okay, but something worth monitoring. Triantos now with seven stolen bases on the year. Gets rid of that double play chance. 1-2 the count to Alcantara. Leach, a long breath, a pitch, a wave and a foul as he sends it back and out of play. And we'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. Quintero not holding on. Pagan over at third. He's getting as big a lead as he wants. If anything, might be in a spot where he tries and distract Leach, but pitchers have become pretty accustomed to that. You rarely ever see pickoffs to third base. 1-2 pitch is a ball just inside. Did not miss by much. A take by Alcantara, 2-2. Tough one to take with two strikes. But Leach put in a good spot. He'll live there. 2-2. They want the ball down and away. Here comes Landon Leach, and he lays off a slider down and away. 3-2. Base open at first. Kevin Mate due next. Pelicans with a first inning threat. Going for their 12th straight win. And time is called. It's been 2 weeks since this team last lost a game. As talented of a club as they put together in a while here in Myrtle Beach, and the Cubs rebuild and an overhaul of their farm system has certainly put them in a good spot. 3-2 pitch is nub foul to the right side. And they'll stay 3-2, and their activity at the trade deadline brought plenty of good prospects, including the man at the plate now in Alcantara, who had a 6 RBI game a couple nights ago. Three and two. Leach trying to win the long battle. Here's pitch number 7. And he missed. Down low, and Alcantara wins the battle, works the walk, and the bases are full of Pelicans for Kevin Mate. The guy who hit a grand slam last year, he's got the power to take one out of here. A big swinging shortstop. And that'll bring out Mike Steed to the mound as Leach has thrown 15 pitches here in the first inning so far. And again, Augusta only needed Roldy Munoz in the back half of the resume game in game one that started at 6 o'clock. As a result, gives them a little more flexibility in the bullpen, trying to navigate a 7-inning game. But Landon Leach is trying to get back to the early season form, has struggled with the command just a little bit in the month of May, has been dealing with some soreness. Just general things you go through as a pitcher through the course of the year as you try and get that arm into shape, but Leach has proven to be a very formidable pitcher on the mound when he's right, a former second-round pick by the Minnesota Twins back in 2017. Now finding his way to the Braves organization as a free agent signing after the Twins let him go prior to this year. As the bases loaded against Mate, first pitch, big swing, big miss. 0-1. Try to rock one out of here. And that's a tough thing as a hitter in this spot, especially one in Mate's shoes. And you try and shorten up, put a good swing on the bat, but sometimes the emotions get the best of you. 0-1 pitch, a shot foul. Got on top of it as they roll to the dugout. Spiked that one into the dirt. 0-2. As Leach quickly gets ahead in the count. As the emotion of the situation can make it tough to shore up sometimes, and the Pelicans are looking for a big first inning blow. 0-2 the count. Leach to Mate. Here's the pitch, and he got a half swing. Did he go around? He did not. On the appeal of Michael Corbett on the base paths. Good pitch, though. 1-2. Ezekiel Pagan at third. James Triantos at second with Kevin Alcantara at first. Double play can get Leach out of the inning. A base hit can put multiple runs on the board early. 1-2 pitch. Foul back right over the top of us. And we'll try once again. 1-2 as the Pelicans continue to work long at bats here in the first frame. As Leach has hit the 20-pitch mark. Again, you're in the spot where one pitch could get him out of the inning or do some damage. Wide variety of outcomes in this spot for Kevin Mate as time is called. Now the Pelican DH getting the day off in the field for game two. Reginald Preciado has those duties. No Pete Crow Armstrong for Myrtle Beach also. He'll sit out the second half of the doubleheader. 1-2 pitch. Mate a check swing on a breaking ball left up. Laid off, it's 2-2. Just feels like one of those batters that Landon Leach has to produce now in some way, shape, or form with Jacob Wetzel due next. 2-2. A swing and a fly ball into the infield. Playable for Vasquez or Durbin. This will be an infield fly caught by Vasquez, and nobody can move up. That'll do for Landon Leach as that one not hit hard, got underneath it. And Leach wins that battle with Monty with a big cut at it. Now the bases remain loaded with two outs now for Jacob Wetzel. No score as Leach tries and navigates through some first inning traffic on the bases. Second start for Wetzel in the series. Got the call in the opener. First appearance since. Infield playing back against the lefty, batting an even 200. First pitch to him is letter high, called the strike right along the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Wetzel in that opener, part of an 8-5 win for the Pelicans. Reach base a couple of times. 0-1. Wetzel, a big bouncer to second. Caleb Durbin right there will flip to first and retire the side. So the Pelicans put Landon Leach in a pressure spot early, but he works through with a fly ball and a big bouncer to get through the first half inning. After a half inning, it is the Pelicans nothing. Green Jackets coming up after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket. Nothing comes across for the Pelicans despite some traffic against Landon Leach. He leaves unloaded as now Tyler Santana toes the slab. For Myrtle Beach, this will be his 10th appearance, his first start of the season. Does have a save this year. And 23 1/3, 4-0 record for the right-hander from Miami, Florida, the University of Jacksonville. Here's the starting nine for Augusta. Caleb Durbin will lead things off as he makes his way to the box. Cal Conley right behind him. Geraldo Quintero bats third. In the middle, Brandon Mesquita, Brandon Parker, and Rusper Estrada. Braulio Vasquez, Caden Morton, and Brian Klein, the bottom third. And the order for Augusta against Tyler Santana, the 24-year-old right-hander. First pitch coming to Caleb Durbin is up high for ball one. As Durbin now looks to ignite something offensively after Landon Leach left the trio out there. And no runs coming across. Got that way with one out. As the 1-0 pitch is bounced towards short on two hops. Picked up by Preciado, and he will throw out Durbin for the first out. He's made Preciado at short. Here's the rest of the defense for Myrtle Beach. Pagan back in left field with Kevin Alcantara. Ramon in center tonight with Pete Crow Armstrong having game two off. Jacob Wetzel in right field. James Triantos back at third with Preciado at short. Second baseman is Juan Mora with Miguel Fabrizio at first. And it is Ethan Hearn doing the catching for Tyler Santana. Here's Cal Conley now. Over the head windup, first pitch to Conley is hit to the right side, right to Moore at second. He'll flip on to first, and there are two quick outs in the Augusta half of the first. 6-3 and 4-3 on those first two putouts to start. Santana keeping the ball down to start as Conley goes after the first pitch. Base is empty, two outs for Geraldo Quintero in a nothing-nothing game. Back into that three spot, trying to find the right spot for Geraldo in the order, has primarily been their leadoff man, but he's been a hot stick. You love to put him in a run-producing opportunity in the middle spots. As Quintero bats on the left side as a switch hitter, Santana nod of the head, he's ready to go. First pitch is down over the shoe tops, missed down and in. One ball, no strikes. Quintero was the leadoff man for the last game, reached a couple of times, including a ninth inning hit. Part of an inning where the Green Jackets scored twice, still came up short by six. Santana's 1-0 offering is a shot to center, going back Alcantara, but right at him as he makes the catch. Had a great sound, but sunk fast as the center fielder for Myrtle Beach makes the catch, and we are through an inning here from SRP Park in game two. It's nothing-nothing. We go to the second on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File free.
You're into the second of the second game of a doubleheader. Seven-inning contest here. Nothing our score. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. Landon Leach had to work quite a bit in the first inning to put a zero on the board. Left three out there. Tyler Santana needed just five pitches to get through it. As he is quickly back into the dugout, Leach to work once again against Ethan Hearn. He's the number seven batter for the Pelicans. Hearn, Preciado, and Fabrizio due up this inning for Buddy Bailey's team. Now 20 games over 500 at 31-11. First pitch to Hearn is a bullseye. As the gas starts it off from Leach to the catcher for the Pelicans. Leach likes to work quick on the mound. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one will paint the inside edge. Again, right at the bottom of the zone. Nothing in two. A little drop of the shoulders for Hearn as the catcher now has to battle back and protect. Here comes Landon Leach. 0-2 pitch is in a very similar spot, but a little in. Good placement with that one. Hearn lets it go for ball one. Count still in Leach's favor at 1-2. As the lefty all the way back in the box gets set for Leach's offering. Here it comes, and he got a swing and a foul. Just in and out of the mitt of Roosburgh Estrada, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Not a skill play at all, catching those foul tips. You either catch it or you don't. Catchers don't adjust the glove or anything. It's right there. It either pops in or stays out. I should say the other way around on that 1-2 pitch. There's a strikeout. Swings through that one, and that is the first out of the Pelican second. And now Reginald Preciado with the bases empty and one out. As a switch hitting shortstop today for the Pelicans. Well, bat is a left-hander. Normal spot occupied by Kevin Mate, who's DHing for this game. First pitch sails outside. One ball and no strikes to Preciado. And Leach picking up his first strikeout of the night of Hearn. Got him on five pitches. Check that as the 1-0 is low. 1-1. All the pitches necessary for Tyler Santana to get through the opening inning. As the Green Jackets came out aggressive on him. 2-0. Preciado grounds one towards short. Backhand by Conley. Fires the first in time to get him by a couple of steps. And there are two away. The Landon Leach special knows how to get you on the ground. His third out in the infield. Now Miguel Fabrizio. If the base is still empty. Scoreless game. Top half of inning number two. What is going to be the first seven-inning contest the Green Jackets have played in this year. First offering is a strike. It's 0-1. This has had a pretty good run going with the rain. They've been into a delay twice this year. The other time was in Carolina prior to yesterday. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, 1-1. And that includes trips to Myrtle Beach and Charleston, where rain is somewhat frequent there, especially in Charleston from what they tell me. Got hit with nothing there at all. Nothing but good weather. 1-1 pitch is off here into the bat and into center. Caden Morton roams in, makes the grab. And Landon Leach gets to the second in three batters. A strikeout, a grind out, and a liner to center. And we are through an inning and a half. No score on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Third coming up for Augusta here in the bottom of the second. Begins with their cleanup man, Brandel Mesquita. Okay, Tyler Santana, who breezed through the first inning three batters. Landon Leach did the same in the last half for Augusta. Needed just nine pitches to get through it after 20-plus in the opening frame. Picked up a strikeout and two quick off the bat as Mesquita gets Santana ready on ready. First pitch coming is down low outside. Home ball, no strikes to Mesquita, who comes in now with a 33-game on-base streak. Now seven innings to extend that to 34 here tonight. 1-0 pitch is bounced up the middle, and that'll do. 34 in a row for Brandel Mesquita as he picks up another base hit. He is what you call a professional hitter. Brandel Mesquita, 34 in a row. He is one shy of tying the Green Jackets' all-time record. Of 35 straight, set by Brian Horwitz and Sean Payne, who each have 35. Here is Brandon Parker. Horwitz accomplished it in 2005. Payne did it in 2012. Mesquita's next game will be that shot to tie history with the Green Jackets. Brandon Parker bats. First pitch runs inside, 1-0. It's been all but one game Mesquita has gotten aboard, and that one matchup was against Myrtle Beach in a series where hits were tough to come by. It's the first hit of the game for Augusta. Brandon Parker up in the count to Santana as the 1-0 to him is down and away. Overthrows one. And Santana falls behind in the count. Two balls and no strikes. Tenth time on the mound for Santana. Last appeared about a week ago in Columbia, threw five innings on the mound in relief. 2-0, a shot up the middle, that's in the center, right past the cleats of Santana. Mesquita, big turnaround second. Now Contra's got a big arm, they won't test it. As Mesquita stays where he's at second, Brandon Parker makes it back-to-back hits as they both send it right back where it came from. So Mesquita and Parker on, here's Roosbur Estrada. Green Jacket catcher's got a run opportunity here. One homer, four driven in for Estrada. Working in tandem with Adam Zabrowski as the two catchers currently on the active roster. Both runners get their lead. Santana from the stretch offers a spinner and he lands it as the hook gets him strike one. Currently Zabrowski and Estrada. Cesar Rodriguez also with the team, but he is currently on the development list. Green Jackets, for the most part, had gone with three catchers prior to about a week ago. No one pitch, a swing and a miss as Santana now gets up 0-2. That's a big timey mix-up right there for Santana. Good slow-moving hook. Then you go with a fastball, and Estrada not able to catch either of them. Looks to protect here, down 0-2. Scoreless game, bottom of the second, but the Green Jackets have two on with nobody out. Pitch clock set to expire. Just gets rid of it as Estrada chases one in the dirt. And Santana wipes him away in three pitches. Looking to protect up there. Didn't see the ball well off the hand. And that is the first strikeout for Tyler Santana.
Assistant number 15, Braulio Vasquez.
Now, Braulio Vasquez looked to punch one into the alley somewhere. As the Green Jacket first baseman has Mosqueda standing at second, Parker at first. Nesta looking to take the lead for just the second time in the series. First pitch to Vasquez way up. And snacking it out of the air is Ethan Hearn, 1-0. Augusta scoring the first inning of the first game of this series. However, that is the only time they have led in any of the three games. As Myrtle Beach has scored first and not given it up. Let's get a big leadoff second. Santana deals the 1-0, and it's sprayed foul. To the right side by Vasquez. One ball and one strike. Second-year Green Jacket, Braulio Vasquez, playing his 24th game. Has been a tough bat to keep out of the lineup when he's not playing first base. Nestor Perez tries to get him in there as that designated hitter. A guy who's a shortstop by trade, but really hasn't gotten any opportunities this year to play that spot. 1-1 pitch, grounded towards short, backhand Preciado to second for one, and Vasquez will stay out of the double play as his speed keeps eating alive. They get Parker at second, and our runners out the corners with two outs for Caden Morton. Most other Green Jackets get doubled up on that, not Vasquez, who has plus-plus speed. He can really run, as 40 stolen bases last season with Augusta. Not a good startup by Preciado, and the return by Moore had a lot on it, but just not enough to get Vasquez. So the first run of the game for Augusta, now 90 feet away for Caden Morton. Righty on righty, Vasquez could be a threat to run here. He's going first pitch as it's a check swing, a pump down to second. They won't go. As Mosqueda gets back, Vasquez has second. And it will be a stolen base for Braulio Vasquez, number 11 for the speedster. Third on the club, only Caleb Durbin and Cal Conley have more. And all base hit could get the Green Jackets a couple as the Pelicans want to stay focused on Caden Morton. 1-0 is off the outside corner. Check that, on the outside corner. 1-1. Kind of a wide one that time. Evens the count. Still a decent count for Caden Morton. Infield backed up. Normal depth for the outfield. Santana takes a long look in, using every bit of those 18 seconds given to him. 1-1 pitch, check swing, laid off a breaking ball. Good spinner that landed down and away, but Morton able to resist the swing on that one. 2-1 the count. Green Jackets looking for a second inning crooked number. Santana working out of the stretch, has done so this whole inning. Deals the 2-1. A foul back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Leveled it up just a little underneath and behind it, and Morton now faces a 2-2 count. A two gone in the inning, a guy who has certainly turned it around a little bit here in the month of May. Say, despite some first month struggles, it's all about staying true to what he does, and he's very confident in his approach and his daily regimen to get him the kind of hitter he can be. 2-2 pitch, a half swing, laid off again in the dirt. They will appeal, but he didn't go. Denied by Michael Corbett out there. And he's getting the regular at-bats, and that's a big thing. You look at a guy like Morin, who had a tough time with strikeouts in the first month of the season. A guy like him is not going to get better on the bench, and it's that regular opportunities that have helped him steer the ship in a much better direction here in the month of May. Full boat, 3-2 pitch. Morton a swing and a miss. And Santana strikes him out to end the inning. Big spot, and the right-hander delivers for the Pelicans as he strands a couple out there, and we go to the third. Here from SRP Park, still a nothing-nothing game on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
There we go. Mitchell Schmeltz with you on this beautiful night in the CSRA in North Augusta, South Carolina, right along the Savannah River. Yeah, Ezekiel Pagan in the top of the order coming up for the Pelicans against Landon Leach, who had a very efficient second inning on the mound. We'll look to build off that. He's retired the last five Pelican hitters after three of the first four reached on him. Kept all three of those out there at bay, not letting any of them score. First pitch to Pagani, tries to bunt and pushes it off of his foot. Got hit on the leg back in the first at bat of the ball game, and that one I think hit off the shin guard. That blends in nicely with his uniform, the yellow shin guard with the blue cleats. Good color combo. Nothing in one, the count to Ezekiel Pagan. Leach is offering to him. He is hit to left. This one slicing near the line. Brandon Parker's got a beat on it. It makes the catch in fair ground for the first out. That one just off the end a little bit and plenty of slice, but well in the yard for Parker to run it down. One gone for Juan Mora. And it's six straight in a row for Leach.
He strikes out. Pulberry biscuits for everybody.
Or a sharp line out to Caden Morton in center as they put a little bit of a pull shift on for Moore. Mostly straight up as he bunts it right back to Leach. That'll be a room service play, and he throws out Moore for the second out. He'll take that any day or night. Those one-pitch battles, any pitcher will. Two gone in the inning for James Triantos. It's one of the most interesting things in baseball. You talk to a lot of pitchers, and you ask them, what kind of pitch would you throw? If you had one choice, what would you pick? Would you pick a big fastball, a slider? Most of them actually say they'd rather their best pitch they'd want is a sinker because they know it gets a lot of outs, a lot of swings on it. As Leach's first offering is high for ball one. Now, of course, that was a bunt, so that was going to be on the ground regardless. But a lot of pitchers like to work efficiently on the mound. Of course, it's great to have a great slider, a changeup, a swing and a miss by Triantos, 1-1. Something nasty that you can go to regularly, but a lot of pitchers envy being sinker ballers and try and be that themselves and get those quick outs. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner, 1-2. Extends a little life on your career. Leach is one of two the Green Jackets have in their starting rotation. Him and Yordano Perez as the 1-2 pitch is up the middle, and it's stopped on a dive by Durbin. Got to get it there quick, and he got him! Caleb Durbin, how do you do? And he throws out James Triantos to end the inning. Needed every second to throw out one more, I beg your pardon. Or it was Triantos, excuse me, but the inning is over. And the Green Jackets get through the top of the third and three batters. What a play by the second baseman for Augusta. 2.5 for the books. No score on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner.
Durbin gets Landon Leach through the third and three batters, takes a hit away from James Triantos on a full-out diving effort. Just got him by a half a step. Brian Klein starts off the bottom of the third, and the first pitch is low for ball one. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the third, and what is a seven-inning game, so a little closer to clinch time than normally as we play in the third inning. Tyler Santana to Klein, and he missed up and away this time. Two balls and no strikes. Now, to tell you the truth, I thought off the bat, no chance for Caleb Durbin. Even knocking that one down, Triantos moves pretty well, but just got him. 2-0 pitch is going to be a pop-up. Into left center field, playable for somebody. It'll be the left fielder, Ezekiel Pagan, making the grab. As Klein, upset with himself, had a good 2-0 pitch to hit, but just not able to get all of it. One away, and now here's the man himself. And Caleb Durbin coming up with the bases empty. Now he looks to play rally starter offensively after a great defensive play. First time through the order for Tyler Santana. Goes to the windup and drops in a breaking ball as he pulls out the parachute and sticks the landing on the outside corner to get ahead of Durbin, who grounded out to Preciado at short to start the game. Target goes outside from Hearn. The 0-1 pitch is swung and fouled. Goes right off the catcher Hearn, and it is nothing in two. And he's been a prime guy at the top of the order. This is where he's had his most success, but he's batted all around. Draft pick from last year by the Braves, Caleb Durbin, as he takes one in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Illinois native, played at Washington St. Louis University, and you could argue offensively had the best month of April than any Green Jacket hitter, him and Brandon Mesquita at the top. 1-2 pitch, a check, swing, they ask, he didn't go on a quick denial by Michael Corbett down at first base. Had the best angle to look at that, and that's the one thing about two-man umpiring crews in the minor leagues is sometimes the umpire is not in the most ideal spot to see those half swings. Normally you want to be on the opposite side of the batter, and you can see whether or not that bat head went through the zone, might not have a good look if you're staying over at third in Durbin's case. Works in his favor there. And Santana steps off. Goes with this over-the-head windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Caleb Durbin. And a foul as he floats one back our direction. Remains 2-2 to the Green Jackets second baseman. Batting 273 with two homers. He's driven in 23. One of those home runs, however, a leadoff bomb against Myrtle Beach about a month ago. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. And the count goes full. Good backhand stop by Ethan Hearn. And what was the only home run of that series for Augusta? Hit seven in the opening weekend at Columbia, and then offense, home runs in particular, vanished for the Green Jackets over the next couple of weeks. 3-2, Durbin fouls one away. Stays alive as he will get set for what will be pitch number eight of this at-bat. It's Tyler Santana who got through Brian Klein in three pitches. Now deals with Caleb Durbin trying to get on for Cal Conley. 0-0 game, bottom three. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball down the third baseline, just foul. Had it timed up just a little early as Durbin went after one left up in the zone, and we'll try it again. Pelicans trying to get to their 12th straight win. That'd be a franchise record. Augusta has yet to lose on Braves BuzzFest. Their Friday night games here, currently 3-0. And 3-2. He is upstairs. He lost him, and Caleb Durbin works the walk. A frustrated Santana takes a stroll around the mound. Thought he had him, just not able to finish him off. Durbin able to get on for Conley with one away. Conley also ground out his first time. Hit one to the right side at Juan Mora. That's a switch hitting shortstop. Bats as a left-hander. Big lead for Durbin. There he goes. Pitches down and in. No shot to get him. Durbin's in standing up. Great jump and tough pitch to throw. Those lower ones near the dirt are very tough. And Durbin takes second with ease. Now what is stolen base? Number 15 for Caleb Durbin. Or number 16, check that. Has been caught only once. In the scoring position he goes. 1-0 pitch. Conley sends one to left. This one is right at Pagani. Dives, and he can't make the catch. It'll get behind him, and Durbin's going to score from second. And Cal Conley will trade spots with him as Augusta's got a 1-0 lead in the third. The way Pagan came out initially looked like he was going to get to that ball. A diving effort went off the heel of his glove and by him. Because of it, Durbin scores, and Cal Conley easily ends up at second, and what'll be a double for Cal Conley, and the Green Jackets score first here in the third off Tyler Santana. That would have been another tough lookout for Cal Conley. He's been one of the hardest strikers of the baseball on this team, yet the results haven't really shown that. It's one into the outfield for a two-bagger there. Geraldo Quintero now takes a ball down and in. 1-0. It gives Augusta a lead and now trying to add a little to it. At the middle of their order up in Geraldo Quintero. Randall Mosqueda in the on-deck area. 1-0 Green Jackets on their third hit. Conley a big lead. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Turned him back a little bit. Did Santana. One ball, one strike. Santana, an undrafted free agent from Miami, Florida. Played his college ball at the top of the state in Jacksonville. Big lead for Conley. There he goes. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And Hearn won't bother throwing on the swing by Quintero. And a stolen base for Conley. Conley was nearly halfway to third by the time that one was let go. And Hearn's going to go talk to Santana, I think probably about holding runners on. As Hearn, no chance on any of these throws. If he lets it go, he's making smart decisions not to throw it, because if he does, you're just in a spot where you might be asking for trouble. You want to go after a base runner, but there is that calculated risk of throwing it away, and you'd rather just let him have it than force the throw that's not necessary. Now Conley ends up at third, 1-2 to Quintero with a 1-0 lead. As the pitch is a check swing in the dirt, here comes Conley for home, and he's going to score! A belly flop dive into home. He had an excellent jump off of third. No one covering the plate on one that bounced a few feet in front of Hearn, and the Green Jackets double the lead to 2-0. And he's got some dirt in his eyes coming back to the dugout. He is an excellent slider. Went down the water slide trying to slide into home plate, and Augusta, without getting the ball in play from Quintero, who now has a 2-2 count, have a 2-0 lead. Great base runner. You could argue the best Augusta has with the way he slides, accelerates, gets good jumps. And as soon as that was in the dirt, he was roaming. 2-2 pitch. Quintero serves one up on a few hops to first right there to play it. It's Fabrizio for out number two. Two gone the inning. Base is empty for Randall Mosqueda. A hit last inning for Mosqueda. Extend that on-base streak to 34 whenever he plays next, whether it's tomorrow, Sunday, or next week. He'll be looking to tie Green Jacket record book. That's on the right side against Santana, who reverts back to the windup. First pitch got him out in front. He fouled it. A front-footed swing by Brandall Mosqueda. 0-1 the count. Not a big name guy coming in this season for Augusta. A top 30 guy by Baseball America, number 25 to be specific. A young player that really found something last year while playing in Florida. 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1. Playing the Complex League after the COVID year. His OPS jumped about 200 points with the same number at bats, just under 200. in his age 19 season. Young signing out of the Dominican Republic back in 2019. 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. 1-2. After that COVID year, you think some guys come back to struggle a little bit. Not Mesquita. He really found something. And they're going to call Mesquita out. He strikes out on a batter violation. Wasn't in the box in time, and he gets rung up the very difficult way by home plate umpire Shea Graham. Was just back into the box a split second too late, and that will be a strikeout for Mesquita to end the inning. But the Green Jackets get two. RBI single by Conley, and then he comes home on a wild pitch. 2-0 Green Jackets. We go to the fourth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Presented by Premier Networks. We'll announce the end time following the game.
Great smile. And now Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Augusta, a 2-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. Middle of the order coming up for the Pelicans. Down a two spot. Green Jackets playing with a lead in a rare occasion in this series. First three games dominated by the Pelicans. Now playing from behind in this seven-inning game. First pitch to Kevin Alcantara. Misses inside with a bender. One ball, no strikes to the center fielder for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-0 pitch. Alcantara takes a strike this time. Fastball blazes the edge. 1-1. Leach in his rhythm. Had to work a little bit. And a long look in. Can't quite see the signs. And Estrada's going to call for time to reset the pitch clock. Was looking in and couldn't see it. Now he's got what he wants. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Alcantara takes a strike as he turns him back with a spinner. Threw him a slider. It's 1-2. Alcantara walked his last time up in a 9-pitch at-bat. Faces a 1-2 count here, and this time he fouls it back right to our right. A section over and souvenir for somebody. Just pinball down. Everyone's all good, though. One ball, two strikes. Leach from the windup again. The pitch home is a big bouncer to third. It's a play by Conley. Long throw. Got him. A laser by Cal Conley gets Alcantara. You never know with those mile-high bouncers. Conley called off Quintero and got him by a couple of steps. A perfectly played ball by the Green Jacket shortstop. One away for Kevin Mate. He's got a big arm over there at short, does Conley. Didn't play a short a whole lot last year with Vaughn Grissom. Mostly doing those duties last year for Augusta. Played mostly second base, but now he's that everyday shortstop, and he is taking advantage of it. As the pitch is inside, Amade, 1-0. He's had a couple of errors in this series, but both would argue they're very tough plays. Ones he'll tell you he makes, though, works on his infield game very often during warm-ups. As there's a breaking ball that he got a half swing on. Amade goes around. One ball, one strike. Break-even pitch. Amade, a rocket through the left side, a base hit. Right past Quintero and Conley in between the two of them, and that is the second hit of the game for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as Kevin Mate's got this one. And there's a one-out base runner for Jacob Wetzel. Wetzel a grounder to Caleb Durbin last time. See if Leach can get that again. Start up a double play. Righty on lefty. Leach back to the stretch. First offering runs inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. That base hit by Monty snapped a pretty good stretch for Landon Leach. Had retired 9 in a row. Monty breaks that up with his base hit. 1-0 pitch is down and in. It'll get by the catcher Estrada. Up to second goes Monty on a breaking ball that got away from Landon Leach. And the count is 2-0. Gets rid of that conventional double play opportunity, but Landon Leach in a good spot right now. 52 pitches as he works in the fourth. Now struck out just one batter, but that has worked to his benefit so far. Has kept that pitch count in a good spot. He's a guy who's looking to get 5 into this game, help out his pitching staff. 2-0. A swing and a miss. Went upstairs with one. Wetzel had a big cut at it. 2-1. Green Jackets needed 3 pitchers in total for the first game of this series. 2 of them through last night. Chris Englund, who only went 2 1/3. Luis Vargas extended duty, went 4 1/3 out of the pen. 2-1. Okay, so we're going to foul back. Wetzel now a 2-2 count. Roly Munoz finished off the ball game going 4 innings. Gave up 5 runs in the 11-5 win for Myrtle Beach. And now keeping that bullpen with maximum opportunities out there if Landon Leach runs into a tough spot. Got plenty of options down there. Couple of checks the second. 2-2 to Wetzel. And a broken back ground to second. Caleb Durbin, a routine play, will take care of him. As he throws to first, up to third goes Kevin Mate. Ends up being a productive out for Wetzel. 2 outs now with Mate 90 feet away. Ethan Hearn to be the batter now. Green Jackets 2, Pelicans nothing. They're in game 4 of this series and game 2 overall. Geraldo Quintero playing in a few steps at third. Otherwise, everyone back with a pole shift on. Conley near behind second base as Hearn strikes one to left center, but that one will stay up there for Caden Morton near the track as he runs it down, and that will end the inning. Kevin Mate gets to third, but does not score. Landon Leach gets through the fourth with his fourth scoreless inning. 3.5 complete, 2-0 Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Brandon Parker to the plate for Augusta. Bottom half of the fourth. Currently 2-0 Augusta. Tyler Santana back to work for the Pelicans with his team down a couple of runs. First pitch to Parker. Runs inside. Ball one. To the man who's got 1 of the 3 Green Jacket hits. Santana over the top windup. 1-0 offering is a big bouncer to short, or third base, I beg your pardon. James Triantos will wind it up and throw out Parker for the first out of the Green Jacket fourth. Easy routine play over at the hot corner for Triantos. Takes care of Parker in two pitches. Now Roosevelt Estrada comes up. Estrada, first time up, struck out against Santana, who has been sharp on the mound. Got through a very clean first, kept a couple out there in the second. Now dealing with the bases empty, one out to Estrada. Got a half swing, and he did not go on an appeal down to first. Looked like that could have gone either way. One ball, no strikes. Santana didn't pitch at all last year in Myrtle Beach. Matter of fact, pitched eight times in South Bend, the High A club. In Indiana, in the Midwest League, 1-0 pitch. That is a strike. 1-1. Made nine total appearances, once in the Arizona complex, and then up to South Bend, where he appeared in 18 innings. Break-even pitch. Estrada able to hold off on a breaking ball down in a wing. Right where Hearn was looking for that, though. 2-1 as Estrada didn't bite on it. A starter by trade was the top starter for the Jacksonville team. Normally their Friday starter, which is normally considered the ace for most college teams. 2-1 pitch is chopped off the leg of Roosevelt Estrada, and it's 2-2. Got a great cut at that one. Has mostly worked out of the pen in his young professional career at 24 years of age. Now comes in with a 4-0 record for the Pelicans, working in relief, and it's a lot of those middle relievers who have the best win-loss records. Most of Augusta's pitchers don't have much wins under their belt. Landon Leach is an exception to that. He's got one. 2-2 is in the dirt, and it's 3-2. Augusta starters this year have just three winning decisions. Landon Leach, Tyler Owens, and Yordano Perez. Otherwise, it's been all relievers. Most of them just haven't gone far enough into ball games, and that's been the orchestrated plan by the Augusta coaching staff. 3-2 pitch. Estrada, another foul. And will hang tough on one. Ball three, strike two still, as he will await pitch number seven. Typically around that five-inning mark is where most Green Jacket starters have gone, and Landon Leach has gone six before. He does have a quality start this year. 3-2 pitch in the dirt. Good at-bat by Estrada as he lays off. It was that breaking ball that took care of him last time, but saw it well this time around. And he is on base. And now up comes Braulio Vasquez. The one-out base runner in Roosevelt Estrada. Green Jackets 2, Pelicans nothing. The nightcap of this doubleheader. Righty on righty, Santana first, a toss to first. Estrada not really off the bag, just falls to the deck and touches the base. Not much of a slide. Whatever works for you to get back. Vasquez at first, or I should say Vasquez at the plate. Grounds one to short, scooped up by Preciado. He'll go to second, and an acrobatic play to hold the bag is Mora at the out there. Estrada says he came off. Vasquez is safe. Based on where the umpire is looking, they had the same vantage point. You really can't see if his foot came off. Estrada's convinced of it. And he ends up keeping the foot on the bag on a nice play by the second baseman on a little bit of a wide throw. Preciado gets it over to Moore for the force. That's out number two for Caden Morton. No chance to get two at Vasquez running, but they do get the lead out, and that was nearly disaster. As Morton just keeps that spike on the bag. Throw over to first, and backstanding is Vasquez. Already has one steal in this game. Might be looking for another one here. Wasted no time. Green Jackets, as a team, already have stolen three bases. A throw over. Vasquez has to dive back in. Close play, was leaning a little bit. Nearly got caught that time. And just able to scamper back. Good pitcher's duel going with Augusta currently up a deuce. 2-0. Here in the bottom of the fourth, seven-inning game. The pitch to Morton is pop foul. And that'll get into the seating area. Got underneath it a little bit. Horton struck out against Santana. There's only a bat to him at this point, back in the second. Outfielder coming from the Dallas, Texas area. Grew up in Arkansas. High school draft pick by the Braves back in 2019. And dancing back to the bag, and Vasquez says he balked, and he did indeed. And Braulio Vasquez will take second base. The attention Vasquez can bring on the base pass got to Santana that time, so no need to steal the bag. He'll just take it uncontested. Moves into scoring position. Not going to hurt Santana unless he gives up a hit here. As Vasquez can fly, he's going to try and score anything that gets to the outfield. Has a good lead off of second. 0-1 pitch. Morton takes a bender, and it missed inside. 1-1 to Caden Morton. Big, young, athletic outfielder. Has been busy in center field. He's got three putouts tonight. Vasquez a jumping lead off of second. He stays as the pitch is cut on and missed. Put one right down and away, and Vasquez unable to time it up, or Morton unable to time it up, I beg your pardon. As a center fielder playing his 35th game, looking to make something happen here. Fourth on the Green Jackets in games played. 1-2 pitch is just off the outside corner of the whole infield. For Myrtle Beach was coming in. Kevin Alcantara in the outfield dropped to the grass. He was that stunned out there. He had a good look at it. That's a good take by Caden Morton. 2-2. Came a step in, then fell down. 2-2, two out. Deuces on the board as the pitch to Morton is in the dirt. Blocked by Hearn, but he can't find it. As he will give a little shove to Morton to try and get some momentum. Not going to matter, though. As Vasquez ends up at third. As soon as that jumped in the dirt, Vasquez was taken off. And it's going to be tough to throw him out anyway. Now he's 90 feet closer. So a balk and a wild pitch puts Braulio Vasquez now. A bad pitch that gets away from her and from scoring. Morton has come back to work at 3-2. Pitch number six of this plate appearance. Here it comes. And Morton sends one in the air foul. A little late on it. Good defensive cut. Stays 3-2. As Tyler Santana just fired up pitch number 60. Bullpen quiet for the Pelicans. Santana still in a good spot trying to keep Vasquez at third. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Half swing, and he went around. He gets rung up by base umpire Michael Corbett to end the inning. Got him to bite on a slider, and the Green Jackets will not score in the fourth inning. We're going to the fifth. Nestor Paris doesn't seem to agree as he talks with Corbett back to the dugout. And it's still 2-0 as we go to the fifth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Fifth inning here from SRP Park. Green Jackets 2, Pelicans nothing. 8-9-1 coming up for Myrtle Beach. As Reginald Preciado will get it going for the Pelicans, down 2-0. They'll square off with Landon Leach, who has given up nothing so far, just two hits. Along with a hit batter and a walk, just four base runners all together. Gets Preciado, first pitch inside to the shortstop, who is 0 for 1. Grounded out to his counterpart, and Cal Conley back in the second. 1-0, a foul ball, had a nice cut at it. Sails out of play, and the count is 1-1. To another one of the top prospects on this Pelicans team, Reginald Preciado. 1-1 pitch is sent the other way into left. Charging Parker near the line, makes the catch and foul ground. Got him in on his hands as he saws him off into left. And Landon Leach gets a fly ball out off the bat of Preciado for the first here in the fifth. In the seventh inning, game two. Completed a suspended game from last night in the bottom of the fifth. Finished that off in a little over an hour. And I'm moving right along here in the nightcap. First pitch to Miguel Fabrizio, drops down and in. 1-0. Fabrizio hit one right at Caden Morton last time up. 1-0 pitch, takes a strike, belt high this time. As Leach works the inner part, 1-1. 60th pitch for Landon. He's thrown 41 strikes. Action begins in the Green Jacket bullpen. 1-1 pitch, stung to deep left. Parker goes back, turns around, and it's gone. Second home run of the series for Miguel Fabrizio, and the Pelicans are back within a run as he goes the opposite way to cut the deficit in half. Had no home runs coming into this series. He now has two in his two games played, as the Pelicans aren't going anywhere as they get their first run off Landon Leach. That one he just went right with the opposite way. Good piece of hitting by Fabrizio, the nine-hitter. Now back to the top. And Ezekiel Pagan as they bat for the third time. First pitch Pagan sees is a strike from Leach. 0-1. Looks like Israel De La Cruz is up in the bullpen for Augusta. 0-1 pitch is a strike as he pulls out the parachute and sticks the landing on the inside corner. Nothing in two. As Pagan wants to slow down a little bit. Leach ready to go, 0-2 pitch, Pagan bounces one to first. Braulio Vasquez, no problem with that one. Plays the hop, tags the base, two are gone in the Pelican half of inning number five. The way this is setting up, looks like Landon Leach, his objective here is to get through five innings with the lead one for Augusta. Set up De La Cruz, who is taking on a role as a setup man. Out of that bullpen, all goes well. He give it to Rob Griswold for the ninth inning, who is taking on the closer's role. One more, bats 2-1 the score. First pitch strike right along the outside corner as Leach gets up on Mora. Mora 0-2 against Leach, facing him for the third time. No one offering breaking ball, foul back, quickly 0-2. This one's been most impressive about Landon Leach tonight. He has good command of that strike zone. And has contained a Pelicans order so far that has been very explosive, but it's only taken one inning for them. And a lot of games in this series, still in this game. 0-2 pitch, a grounder foul just down the third base side, where Israel De La Cruz will scoop it up in the bullpen and maybe look to throw that ball. He's going to throw that ball. Picked up that ground ball and says, nah, I want this one instead. And resumes his warm tosses like nothing just happened. Keeping an eye on the action. 0-2 still, the one more. Leach trying to get through five. 0-2 pitch. A fly ball at a big cut foul as it sends it out of play. Into the concourse area. Still 0-2. Leach trying to take care of Mora. Bring up James Triantos to start the sixth. As Leach trying to put away the second baseman. 0-2 is high. Came inside as well. 1-2.
We want biscuits. We want
biscuit chance in full force. Leach trying to deliver. 1-2. Landon Leach deals, and he gets a liner to third. Geraldo Quintero makes the catch. Didn't have to move much at all. A step to his left, makes the catch, and Landon Leach gives up just the home run in the fifth and maintains the Augusta lead. 2-1, Green Jackets, as we go to the bottom half of the fifth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Now the score after a solo home run by Miguel Fabrizio. And the 2-0 deficit cut in half for Augusta as Brian Klein comes to the plate against Tyler Santana. Still got a ways to go in this ball game, especially against this explosive offense. Klein against Santana. First pitch swung on and missed. And it's 0-1 to the 9-hitting DH. And Brian Klein, who flew out to left field last time up in the area of Pagan. 0-1 pitch coming to Klein is a bouncing ball, foul down the right side, and it's 0-2. Just hitting the 9 o'clock hour here from North Augusta in this 7-inning contest. Green Jackets looking to snap an 11-game winning streak before it reaches a franchise best for Myrtle Beach. 0-2 offering, pulled the first, knocked down with a diving backhand by the first baseman Fabrizio, and they get Klein out as Santana is there to cover. Unbelievable play by Miguel Fabrizio, played the wicked hop on a dive and gets it to his pitching covering, and that is the first out of the inning. Hit a home run last inning, now a defensive gem for the first baseman for Myrtle Beach. Looked like that was going to hop over him, but he was able to knock it down and keep it in the glove. And now Caleb Durbin, first pitch, big swing and a miss. Got a piece of that one in the catcher's mitt of Ethan Hearn. It's been a nice series for Miguel Fabrizio when he's had his opportunities. 0-1. A swing and another foul into the mid of Hearn, and Durbin down 0-2. Scored one of the two runs for Augusta, came off the bat on the man on deck in Cal Conley. 0-2 pitch, a check swing laid off that one, fastball low. 1-2 the count. Durbin walked and stole a base last time up. That stolen base helped him come around on that hit by Conley. 1-2 offering, half swing. Did he go? He did not. On a quick appeal down the first, Shea Graham right on top of it. Ball two, strike two. De La Cruz continues to loosen the Green Jacket bullpen. All indications say he has the sixth inning. Maybe working in that setup role here tonight. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, lands for strike three. A backwards K for Santana as he drops it right on the edge. And the spinner gets Micaiah Durbin. That is his fifth strikeout of the night. And out comes Buddy Bailey to take the ball from Santana as he's right at 70 pitches. We'll see if this is a change, and in fact it is. He asked for the baseball. Santana probably wanted to get the final out, get through five. However, he will be an out short of that. New pitcher for the Pelicans. I'll let you know who it is on the other side on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Calls upon right-hander Jose Miguel Gonzalez, right-hander from the Dominican Republic, making his ninth relief appearance on the season. Comes in with a 4-0 record, an ERA just south of 5. All of his appearances have been with the Pelicans. 25 and two-thirds innings covered out of the pen. He has been one of their long relievers. He has faced Augusta once through three innings, gave up one run on three hits back on April the 14th, struck out four. Working for the first time since a week ago, Friday night in Columbia, through 4 1/3. First pitch, Cal Conley fouls it back and loses the bat. First time that's happened to Augusta. Not sure what's going on this series. The curse of holding on to bats on swings. Not a big cut and not a lot of grip. 0-1 to Cal Conley. It's Jose Miguel Gonzalez, who has matched his season best in longevity, going 4 1/3 in his last two outings. Both were wins against Charleston and Myrtle Beach, or against Columbia, I should say. 0-1 pitch is a little chopper to second, tracking it down. Moore, plenty of time, throws out Conley, and he gets the final out of the inning. So Augusta goes down in order quickly in the fifth with a pitch and change, and we go to the sixth. Israel De La Cruz will enter the lead 2-1 for Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Israel De La Cruz enters the game in the sixth inning for Augusta. Green Jackets lead it 2-1 in this seven-inning game, I beg your pardon, playing in the sixth. Middle of the order coming up, though, for the Pelicans. James Triantos, Kevin Alcantara, and Kevin Mate, three consecutive big-time prospects in the Cubs system. De La Cruz on to face them, making his ninth appearance, 2-0 record. And 15 1/3, 19 strikeouts for the converted infielder. And De La Cruz at 24 years of age. First pitch, Triantos, a mighty hack and a miss. 0-1. Good fastball, changeup, slider combo for De La Cruz, who was in his first year in the Braves organization after eight prior in Detroit. 0-1 is low and in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Began his career as a middle infielder, switch hitter, had some good seasons as a hitter, but long-term, Most saw him with his arm, possibly as a pitcher, and coming off a nice year with the Tigers organization. However, elected free agency as the 1-1 is fouled back, and it's 1-2. And he's been one of the Swiss Army knives out of the bullpen for Nestor Perez, as he has worked multiple innings. He's worked one inning. Now shown the ability to cover multiple if need be, but he's working here in the sixth with a one-run lead to protect. With James Triantos down 1-2, he will call for time. De La Cruz has been unscored upon in his last four outings and 6 of 8 in total. Two scoreless appearances against Columbia and 2 against Charleston. 1-2. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Put a spinner right on the outside corner, and Estrada holds on to it for the first out of the inning. Good start for De La Cruz. In for Landon Leach. Here comes Kevin Alcantara. Alcantara 0-for-1 in the game. Landon Leach exits this game in line for a second win if the Green Jackets can get this to the finish line. Thanks to the dangerous Kevin Alcantara. First pitch, a grounder, hot shot to third that eats up. Quintero will skip into the off field. Big turn by Alcantara. He'll stop there as Parker will get it in swiftly, and that is a hot single by Kevin Alcantara right at Quintero, but jumped off the heel of his glove. Imagine that's going to be a hit, but we'll see. Here's Kevin Mate now as the go-ahead run here in the sixth with the tying one at first. 2-1 Augusta here in the top half of the sixth. Final line for Landon Leach. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was there with 1 strikeout and 1 walk. Now as everything was in play tonight. Righty on righty. Mate shows bunt. Pull back though on a strike right on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Mate has a hit tonight. Came in his last time up in the fourth against Landon Leach. One of only 3 Leach gave up through his 5 innings on the mound. 0-1 pitch. Mate chops one off himself, and it's quickly 0-2. Good cut at one. They have officially given that Alcantara hit a hit on the scorebook. That one just took off like a rocket, and Alcantara does that a lot when he barrels him up. And now trying to get himself into scoring position at the very least with Mate down 0-2. De La Cruz trying to take care of him at the plate or maybe even start up a double play here. Alcantara gets his lead. Got a good one off first. He stays. 0-2 pitch. Foul back. And Mate hangs in there. Green Jackets have been good at turning double plays this year. They have ignited 32 of them. That's good for third best in the Carolina League. Have turned 4 in this series. Nothing in 2. De La Cruz lifts the leg and deals. And he missed down away. He goes off the backhand of Estrada, but keeps it near him. Alcantara does not advance. Good waste pitch, 1-2. Very key spot for De La Cruz. Best thing here you can do is take care of the Pelicans quickly. If you do that, then you get the bottom of the order up for the 7th. They make a little noise. You're probably going to have to go through the top once again. And also keep in mind, Pete Crow Armstrong is available as a bench bat for the Pelicans if Buddy Bailey looks to go all in. 1-2 pitch. Mate strikes out swinging. Wiped him out with a slider. 2 gone the inning on the second punch out for Israel De La Cruz. Didn't bite on the first one. That one he got him to chase. And now Jacob Wetzel with 2 outs. And the tying run still at first. And now Contra. De La Cruz looking to get through it in 4 batters. First pitch to Wetzel. Runs inside with a fastball. 1 ball, no strikes. Last year, De La Cruz split time in low A, or single A, Lakeland, the Flying Tigers in the Florida State League, got called up to the White Michigan Whitecaps, or West Michigan Whitecaps, I beg your pardon. Pitch goes outside, 2-0. High A team in the Midwest League for the Tigers. And he pitched well, plenty of appearances out of the pen, made 29 of them. He averaged 52 innings, struck out 73. He's got big time stuff. 2-0. A swing and a miss. Threw him a changeup. 2-1. That was his 8th year at the Tigers organization. Got signed as a 16-year-old. This is his 3rd season as a full-time pitcher. 2-1 is lifted in the shallow left center. Parker coming on. He's there. He's got it. And that will retire the side. Both him and Morton were playing pretty deep out there, but Morton gives way to Parker, who makes the catch, and we are through 5.5. Green Jackets 2, Pelicans 1. This would be a good spot to add on one or two here. We got the bottom of the six next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on
you. Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Bottom half of the sixth, Geraldo Quintero will face right-hander Jose Miguel Gonzalez out there for his first full inning. Got the final out of the fifth. Green Jackets 2, Pelicans 1 here in the bottom of the sixth of the seventh inning matchup as a swing and a miss by Quintero on the first pitch in its 0-1. Rob Griswold has just gotten up in the bullpen. Green Jackets closer is set for the ninth, trying to halt this winning streak for Myrtle Beach. 0-1 pitch down and in, 1-1. Again, has that feeling where you could use one more run. Got Ethan Hearn, Reginald Preciado, and Miguel Fabrizio, the 3 and the 7th, as the pitch is up and away to Quintero, 2-1. We'll see, though. Griswold has been very effective working as that closer. A nice series in Charleston. 2-1 to Quintero, down and in, jumping out of the way is Geraldo. It's 3-1. Just three hits for Augusta, but they've made them count. Cal Conley's double brought in the first run. That was back in the third inning. He'd later score on a wild pitch that currently stands as the difference. Three balls and a strike. Jose Miguel Gonzalez deals, and Quintero a home run, cut and a miss. Full boat to the third baseman for Augusta, trying to get on here to start off the inning with Brandel Mesquita waiting next. Here it comes, a grounder foul down the first base side. That one hit well off the bat, just a little early as he turned on it. Ball three, strike two. As Quintero will see a seventh pitch in this battle. That's Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Ball collected in the bullpen. Now time called by Quintero. It's a chance to readjust. Big payoff pitch coming. Number 7 in this at-bat. Gonzalez gets a sign. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a foul. That'll get into the seats. Into the left side. 3-2. Augusta has a couple of one-run victories. Actually, just one run victory this year. They beat them 1-0 to the Pelicans. 3-2 pitch is fouled away again as he serves that one into the concourse. 3-2. Green Jackets playing a lot of one-run games. They have one win in the Pelicans in that variety. Beat them 1-0 back on April the 13th. Augusta has played in 13 of them. They are 6-7 currently. 3-2 pitch. He swings and misses that one in the dirt. Hearn will have to track it down and complete it at first, and he will, as it's caught by Fabrizio for the first out. Long battle of eight pitches won by Jose Miguel Gonzalez. One gone for Brandel Mesquita. Yes, they had a really tough time in particular with one-run games. They actually started off 3-6 in that department, but prior to going to Charleston, were very good in that regard. Had quite a few one-run wins against Carolina and Columbia. There's a swing and a miss by Mesquita, 0-1. So they started to find their niche for winning close games. Most of the time they came up on the wrong end of them, mostly due to some early walk-offs they took. Their first four losses in particular were the walk-off variety on the road as the pitch is in the dirt, 1-1. Three of them by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. One ball, one strike, two Mesquita batting for the third time. He is 1-for-2. Jose Miguel Gonzalez ready to go out of the windup. Deals the 1-1 pitch way up and in, back out. Limbo's underneath that one, 2-1. Chin music as Mesquita looks unfazed. Batting in that cleanup role, he's mostly been the 3 or 5 hitter. Now moving to that cleanup spot as he's been a prime run producer and has done a lot of damage when he's put the ball in play. The 2-1, a swing and a miss, chased one. Down in the zone, off the glove of Hearn, the count is 2-2. Mesquita comes in with the third best batting average in the Carolina League entering play today, batting .338. Pete Crow Armstrong of the Pelicans is one of those men he's trailing. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Miguel Gonzalez as they confirm this one at first again. And another one in the dirt. And there are two gone. Brandon Parker looks to keep the inning going. Number 5 hitter has a hit today. Green Jackets had 2 hits in the second, 1 in the third. That is all today. Ralph Griswold looking out in the bullpen. He knows he's going to have the 7th inning. Trying to get the Green Jackets on the board in this series. First pitch, Parker takes a ball outside. Bell high, 1-0. And extend their winning streak with the red uniforms on. No doubt the toughest opponent they have faced on this Friday night. Previous wins came against Fayetteville, Delmarva, and Columbia. 1-0 pitch is a strike. Bullseye right on the outside corner, 1-1. Parker arguing a little bit, thought that was outside, and said 1-1 the count. Just caught the corner. Break-even pitch. Parker off the end of the bat, splinters his bat, and that will be a ground ball. The first that is played by Fabrizio to end the inning. 2 strikeouts and a grounder to first, and Jose Miguel Gonzalez gets through the 6th clean. And now Rob Griswold going to try and get the final 3 outs and end the Pelicans' 11-game winning streak. He's up next in the 7th. Final inning coming up. Don't go anywhere on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Finally in a play here in regulation here at SRP Park. Green Jackets 3 outs away from ending Myrtle Beach's 11-game winning streak. They can come back and win it. It'd be a franchise best 12, but Rob Griswold is tasked with the bottom third of the order, trying to hold a 2-1 lead as Griswold works for the 13th time, a team high. He is 4-for-4 in saves. ERA at 1.89. He's 2-1 on the season. Gets Ethan Hearn, Reginald Preciado, and Miguel Fabrizio. As the Sidewinders' first pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1. Griswold with 20 strikeouts in 19 innings. Charleston got 3 runs on him last time, but all were unearned in the finale game. Back on Sunday, helped Augusta get out of Charleston with 1 win and a 5-4 victory. 0-1 pitch, slow-moving slider down and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. former Northeastern Conference Pitcher of the Year from Long Island University. 1-1. A liner deep to left, but foul as Hearn slices it out of play. 1-2 the count. Griswold gets ahead of the catcher for Myrtle Beach. And we'll see if Pete Crow Armstrong an option here in the bottom of the third. Buddy Bailey could bring him on as a pinch hitter if he wants. But you got three decent hitters. Got Hearn up, Preciado, and Fabrizio, who's hit a home run tonight. If anybody else comes up, it'd be the top of the order. 1-2 pitch served up into right. That's a base hit for Ethan Hearn. Tying run is on here in the seventh inning for the Pelicans. You wouldn't expect it to be anything but easy. It is going to be a grind for Griswold to get these three outs going up against a team that's red hot and a team that's trying to find it again. Hoping that two runs is enough tonight. Preciado now up as the go-ahead run here in the seventh inning. Griswold deal as Preciado takes the ball outside. One ball, no strikes. Like Landon Leach, the starter, Griswold's a guy who knows how to get him on the ground. 1-0 pitch, a liner to the left, hit well, going back. Parker looks up, and it's gone. A go-ahead two-run homer by Reginald Preciado, and the Pelicans take the lead in the top of the seventh inning. First home run Griswold has allowed. It's his first blown save, and now Augusta is behind by one in the final inning on Preciado's home run. And that's just the way it's been. And that dugout for Myrtle Beach is hyped up. As Griswold now has to go back to work, down by one. First pitch is a strike to Fabrizio. A one-run lead is gone in two batters. 0-1 is inside, 1-1. And now Augusta will have to bat and walk off the Pelicans to stop the streak, and they'll have Estrada, Vasquez, and Morton do up. 1-1 pitch. Broken back. Grounder to short. There's Cal Conley, who scoops it up behind the bag and throws him out for the first out. The energy in this place just let out like a balloon. It is deflated here at SRP Park in a matter of moments. And there's nobody warming up in the pen. We're going to play at bottom of the seven. Looks like Jose Miguel Gonzalez is going to have it for the Pelicans, who currently lead by one. First pitch to Pagan is a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. But just something you don't see is Rob Griswold gets a lot of balls on the ground, off-balance swings, with Preciado unfazed. Went the other way on him as that one is going to be looped into right center. That one's down for a base hit. And the leadoff man for Myrtle Beach keeps it going for Juan Mora.
Second baseman Juan Mora. Our goal jingles, full batter in the game.
And now it's damage control as here comes Mike Steed out of the dugout. And it looks like Juan Mateo now has begun stretching in the bullpen. This game pretty much lined up as exactly as Augusta would have wanted it. You got five innings out of Landon Leach. Israel De La Cruz set it up in the sixth. And Griswold, who has been as dependable as anybody out of that bullpen, gives up an uncharacteristic home run, and now, and trying to keep this deficit at one, Augusta's going to have to put up one. And mentioned in the last half inning, it just felt like two runs was not going to be enough. And if the Pelicans are going to hold on and win this game, they are going to come up with a historic streak and get to the mountaintop in a comeback memorable way. Augusta still got three outs to work with on their side as we stay here in the top of the seventh inning. Mora bats for the fourth time. First pitch to Mora. The second baseman's in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. That's the bottom of the order for the Pelicans that gets the job done against Griswold. 1-0 pitch, a grounder up the middle. That'll be past the diving Durbin into center. Big turn by the leadoff man, Pagan. He will go back to second. Thought about going to third. Another hit in the inning for the Pelicans. That is their fourth.
Third baseman, James Trianto.
had four hits entering this inning. They've got four hits off the Augusta closer as Griswold now fighting some adversity here against James Triantos. Double play can get Griswold through the inning. Pelicans trying to add on some key runs here. First pitch to Triantos, dropped in there for a strike, threw him a changeup, 0-1. Look at that dugout for Augusta right now, some deflated faces. The count, Griswold's pitch is inside, and a shoulder turn and a back out for Triantos, 1-1. As Juan Mateo getting loose in a hurley, might see him come out if Griswold is unable to get Triantos here as he fires in a ball just inside and missed by much. 2-1. 16th pitch for Griswold. That is 10 of them have been in the zone. But the ones that have had the plate, the Pelicans have jumped on. Oh, specifically, and Reginald Preciado as there's a ball outside. 3-1. It'd be just one pitch away from getting out of this inning. Green Jackets eager for that double play on the infield. The way they're moving around. 3-1 pitch. That's low, and he walked him. Base is full of Pelicans, and what it could be a game-changing spot right here. And Kevin Alcantara coming to the plate against Griswold. And Master Perez pacing around in that dugout. Looks like he's going to let it ride with Griswold against Alcantara. He's had a big series. He's got one grand slam this year as the ball from the bullpen rolls to the backstop. 1-for-2 today is Alcantara, 32 RBIs. He's the Carolina League leader. Looking to stamp home a couple more and maybe put this one out of reach for Augusta. Down by one, 3-2, top of the seventh. Get the bases full of Pelicans and one out. First pitch is a strike right on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Alcantara is the eighth batter of the inning, or seventh batter of the inning, check that. The 0-1, a liner to right. This one is foul into the bullpen for Myrtle Beach. And it's 0-2. As Griswold has Alcantara down the count right where he wants him. Not a hard thrower is Griswold. That 3/4 deceptive delivery is what gets a lot of hitters off balance. And it's a lot of ground balls and a weak contact swing. 0-2 pitch. Alcantara able to get a piece as he sends it off the end of the bat. Rolls it right up against the dugout. Count stays 0-2. As Griswold working hard, nowhere to put him, back against the wall. Here in the seventh inning with the Pelicans leading 3-2. 0-2. A swing and a miss. He struck out Alcantara. Second out of the inning, and now it'll be Kevin Mate. Now gives Griswold a chance to get through this inning with just the home run being the damage. Pagan at third, Moore at second, Triantos at first. Griswold trying to leave them all out there. Righty on righty matchup. Griswold's first offering is a strike right on the outside corner. 0-1. Mate with a hit in this game, also 1-for-2, has reached a couple of times. Facing off with Rob Griswold, the pitcher. The Pelicans did walk off back in Myrtle Beach as the 0-1 is outside. 1-1. It was really after that appearance for Griswold, he really turned into a dynamic arm at the end of the bullpen. And has been a trusted arm in that final inning. 1-1 pitch, served back foul. They'll get out of play, and it's 1-2. One and two to Mate, looking to inflict some damage here. Some big ones here in the seventh, looming for the Pelicans. 1-2 pitch, a bouncer back to the mound. Griswold has him, will flip to home. Got the out there. Force there, but inning is over with the Pelicans on top on the two-run homer by Reginald Preciado. Green Jackets need one to tie, two to win it as they try to walk off Myrtle Beach and snap it back at him in the bottom half. We're coming back with that after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts.
SRP Park, Green Jackets in the final inning. Had a 2-1 lead. Reginald Preciado had other thoughts. A go-ahead two-run homer against closer Rob Griswold. And now it'll be Roosper Estrada, Braulio Vasquez, Caden Morton. As Jose Miguel Gonzalez looks to get the final three out for the Pelicans and reach the franchise best mark of 12 consecutive wins. And the game Augusta has led throughout. It's taken away in the top of the seventh. Still three outs, though. First pitch to Estrada is a strike from Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Gonzalez has retired all six batters he's faced, or all seven, check that. 0-1 pitch. Estrada sends one in the air, deep to left field. Did he get enough? At the wall, a leaping catch, and that is an out by Pagan. Just missed it, did Estrada, as he leaps up against the wall, and Ezequiel Pagan right up against the fence. No pressure, makes the catch, and there's one away. They pick him up in the dugout. He just missed that one. One gone for Braulio Vasquez. Didn't quite have the sound to it, but that left field has been the home run haven here at SRP Park. All series and all season. First pitch, a check swing and a ball low to Braulio Vasquez. A pitch from Gonzalez is a strike. Pinpoint on the outside corner, 1-1. Vasquez has reached twice, but both on fielder's choices is 0-2. 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. Would be the ideal man for Augusta to get on in this spot. Has tremendous speed, plus base runner. Love to get him on first, possibly a chance to steal one. 2-1 pitch, foul back. Out of play and goes back down to the front row. 2-2. Jose Miguel Gonzalez looking to make it 8 in a row. Or 9 in a row, check that. The pitch coming is on the outside corner. Vasquez strikes out and the Green Jackets are down to their final out. A long fly out and a K on the corner. And it's up to Caden Morton. Morton was the first batter Miguel Gonzalez faced. First pitch, a bouncing ball foul on the third base side. As Gonzalez gets up in the count, 0-1. Morton 0-2 with two Ks. First matchup against Gonzalez was a strikeout. 0-1 pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2. The Pelicans can feel it right on the edge of their dugout. Trying to complete the seventh inning comeback. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a pop-up behind home. A check for Hearn, but it is out of play. A few rows back, 0-2. And Morton will hang alive. If he gets aboard, Brian Klein gets a shot. 3-2 Pelicans, 0-2, two outs in the final inning to Caden Morton. Here's the 0-2. It is up and in. 1-2. That's with a fastball. Everyone on the edge of the Green Jacket dugout. Morin trying to make it live for one more batter. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. They'll have to complete it at first. They do, and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans set an all-time franchise mark with 12 consecutive wins. And they do it with a seventh-inning comeback, a go-ahead two-run homer by Reginald Preciado the difference. And the Pelicans sweep the doubleheader and make history. Just an incredible team, and Augusta just unable to put them away. In a game that felt like Augusta had in hand, they did not, as the Pelicans snatch it from in the seventh and win it 3-2. We'll take a break, come back with the Easy Go postgame show next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Thing. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome to the postgame show presented by Easy Go. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. Green Jackets lose a stunner in the final game of the doubleheader. Led 2-0 for most. It was a home run by Miguel Fabrizio in the fifth that pulled the Pelicans within a run. And then in the seventh final inning, Reginald Preciado, a go-ahead two-run homer off Rob Griswold. And the Pelicans win their franchise best 12th game in a row, as they stun the Green Jackets to do it here at SRP Park and spoil Braves Buzz Fest with a 3-2 win in the second game. We'll wrap things up now, checking out the final numbers of this contest. Pelicans now 32-11 as they pick up their 12th consecutive win. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Green Jackets now a game under 500 at 21-22. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They stranded 3 in this game. Winning pitchers Jose Miguel Gonzalez, now 5-0 on the season. Rob Griswold takes the loss, both against Myrtle Beach. He is now 2-2. Time of the ballgame tonight, hour and 50 minutes and 7 innings. 3,777 the fan total here at SRP Park on this Friday night. Time now for the WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ballgame, and that would be coming off the glove of Caleb Durbin in a diving stop against James Triantos in the third inning. That ended the frame on a nice diving stop by Caleb Durbin. And for the it guy of the game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks, Cal Conley takes home that honor with an RBI double in the third inning. He would later score on a wild pitch in that frame to give Augusta a 2-0 lead. He had a hand in both runs. However, 2 runs, just not enough, as Augusta loses their 4th in a row, 8 of their last 9, and now fall under 500 as the Pelicans have now won 12 consecutive games, a franchise record. Time now for one final drive around the league, as we check out the Braves scoreboard and also the Carolina League scoreboard on this Friday night. In the Braves system tonight, Atlanta having a tough go of it on the road against the Miami Marlins. They currently trail 4-3. Still in the game in the sixth inning, last check of that one, but the Braves currently trail Miami by a run on the road. Norfolk beats Gwinnett 5-2 tonight. Gwinnett Stripers come up short in the fourth game of that series, rather. Rome all over Hudson Valley tonight, 10-1 behind good pitching from Andrew Hoffman, excuse me. And great offense. Big night offensively for the M Braves at Pensacola. It is 12-1 Mississippi over the Blue Wahoos. That is in the seventh inning. Carolina League scores in a delay in the top of the seventh. Columbia leads Lynchburg 3-1. Currently the score in that game. Down East walks off Fayetteville. They score three unanswered to beat them 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth. A couple games postponed tonight. No game at Carolina as Kannapolis and the Mudcats are rained out. Same thing with Fredericksburg and Salem. Charleston on top of Delmarva 9-5. River Dogs looking for their fourth straight win in that series. And then, of course, earlier today, Myrtle Beach won the opener 11-5. Game two, 3-2. Tomorrow, we continue on in this series as J.J. Necro gets the start for Augusta. He will look to end the winning streak. Now for the Pelicans against Richard Gallardo for Myrtle Beach. First pitch tomorrow comes at 6:05. On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer, starts up at 5:45 p.m. local time here in North Augusta. Otherwise, that'll wrap it up for us here tonight. Once again, the final score in Game 2, Myrtle Beach 3, Augusta 2. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long from North Augusta. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Good night, everyone.